B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
You trying to be beef with me? What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
You know, now that he's a member of the Fanatics family, is it disrespectful for us to keep running as number five will always love you? I don't know, is it? He's a member of the fam now.
But it's so... All right. For every one person that wants us to change the sound off over, we get 100 that say leave it.
Well, I'm just saying with the latest circumstance of five joining the team.
Well...
You know, we play it to mock him, even though he said it to be earnest.
Yeah, but if, just so you know, though, if we change that, we got to change the whole thing. We can't just change that one part. No.
We just can't go beep.
We can beep through it. if that's what you want. Yeah, we can do that.
No, I like it. All right, it's sounds up 610-771-9705. Let's see, we had to wrap up the week.
This whole thing about the jersey is ridiculous to me. You got a guy in the Phillies bullpen who's pretty much pittered away the season, and we're talking about Nick Foles' jersey. It makes no sense to me. I think people can wear whatever they want down there.
Yeah, well, you would be wrong. So, let's move on to the next one. You can't wear a Foles jersey this year. It's disrespectful to your starting quarterback who's on a mission to take you to a Super Bowl. I'm sorry. It's fundamental. It's right versus wrong.
Before everybody starts freaking out and going, oh my God, the important preseason play is how horrible last night's game was. Keep a couple things in mind. The Green Bay Packers have a totally new coach. And Aaron Rodgers is learning something new. And Aaron Rodgers doesn't really have that much talent on that offense. Mr.
Disney sucks. But the story was the defense last night, and they rallied around the family with a pocket full of shells, Tyrone. Mike Pettine Jr. getting Buddy Ryan love last night.
Look at that.
They're ready to hoist him on the shoulders like Buddy in the old days.
Hey, work. Collinsworth was over the top last night, by the way, about everything.
Hey, I wasn't really. I looked in on the game, but I actually watched the Phillies replay.
Because you didn't get to really watch it
because we were on remote.
Yeah.
Kapler's got to pack his bags. Vitalico is an excellent choice. He's a combination of the discipline and fire of Larry Bowen, the intellect and play the game the right way of Terry Francona, plus his own spin. So let's get this guy in here for next year.
Dave's kind of a strange guy because yesterday he brought us a newspaper of Ricky Vitalico blowing a save in a Curt Schilling outing.
Yeah, and a funny headline, yeah.
And so he counters by giving him a little, you know, boost on sound off. Dave's hard to figure.
Dave don't have no black card. He's just calling up. He's always trying to impress. If you got a black card, you don't have to announce it to the world that you have one. Why would you do that?
Somebody mock it. You think it was a fish story that Dave gave the black? Dave looked like a black American Express guy?
I mean, he's always throwing around, you know, the lavish parties. He lives in a house.
I think he's got some money.
Where does he get his scratch?
I don't know what he's going to do.
I don't know.
Have we ever asked him what he does for a living?
I look at him like Kramer from Seinfeld. Well, you don't know, but he can afford a New York apartment. Well,
yeah, well, we'll see.
I think he has
money. Next time he comes on the air, we're going
to
grill him.
You have to ask him.
I'll ask him.
But bottom line is, I don't care about the Nick Foles jersey. I'll never wear the Nick Foles jersey. You know what I mean? I appreciate what he did. People loved him. My son was born 36 hours before we re-signed him back in whatever, before he went 27-2, and I said he had a weak arm, and he's a second-string quarterback. He's a backup quarterback. That's what he is. What he always will be.
No, he's a starter. He's going to start for Jacksonville. I'm not trying to downplay what he did. What he did was significant. What I'm merely saying, and you can keep the jersey for the rest of your life. It's a tribute jersey to a guy who was a Super Bowl winning quarterback. I'm just saying it's bad form to show up with it in game one or any game this year, coming off of where Carson Wentz has to be the starter to take you to a Super Bowl. I just think it's disrespectful.
I would like to give a shout-out to all the GMs, to all the head coaches, to all the fans that believe you shouldn't play your stars in preseason games. Well, last night, that's what you got. You got stars that suck.
Yeah, one game. Mere coincidence.
Somebody needs to call out the NFL. It's bad enough that in the preseason they don't play their stars. There's no continuity, so they rip you off in the preseason games, and now the start of the season, these guys weren't ready to play. That football is flop, and guess what? It's going to continue this weekend.
Well, suppose it doesn't. Now, you're going to call up and say, I'm sorry? Suppose there's great football this weekend. It has nothing to do with they didn't play in preseason. Then what are you going to say? You got to wait. You got to wait for a weekend of games before you make this call.
Well, Kapler blew another one. Old Einstein goes to work. Uses 9 pitchers for 10 innings and 1 batter. Way to waste your bullpen game. A third of an inning, 5 pitches. 2/3 of an inning, 9 pitches. Come on. Get with it, Kapler.
Well, he's going righty, lefty, righty, lefty. He likes to go righty, lefty. So he's going to use up a bunch of guys. Right? And you thought his major scar was using Pavetta.
I thought that was a mistake.
No, it could have been. Yeah, you know, at this point, who cares? Close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Got an OPD?
I don't like them.
What are they?
Because I don't like
them. Then bring it. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
See you later.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.